Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Now we are taking the 22 incarnations of Lord Krishna, isn't it? Today, most of you know, but still I'll just tell you, it is the incarnation of Lord Ram. Okay? And Lord Ram, like most of you know, but just I'll let you know. So, there, you know this king Dasharatha, isn't it? He was the king of which dynasty?
Ikshvaku
dynasty. Very good. He was from the Ikshvaku dynasty. All of you should remember these names. Ikshvaku dynasty. And he was called Dasharatha because Dash means 10 and Rath means chariot. And it is said that if he would fight, it would appear as though he is fighting in 10 directions. Thus, Ratha on so many chariots. Like that it would appear, Dasharatha. He was such a powerful warrior. And he was very happy and he was taking care of the kingdom very nicely. And he had a very beautiful wife called Kaushalya. But he didn't have any son with her. He had a daughter with her. Her name was Shanti. Some say Shanta, some say Shanti. And then he was later married to Sumitra. With Sumitra also, he didn't have children. And then he went to this Kaikeya kingdom where he married with Kaikeyi. With Kaikeyi also, he didn't have children. But I mean children in the son, a son. Because now Shanti is there. But you need a son to take care of the kingdom after you. So, yes. Dasharatha had 300 wives, correct. In Ramayana it is said. Yes, but still no son. So, in the main, as such we know, but actually Ramayana it's in depth. Overall we know, but the actual, if you want to know, no, the actual stories, we have to read the Acharya's books. The Acharyas only know, because for them, because of their bhakti, everything is revealed in their heart. They come to know and they write that way. So Dasharatha had 300 wives. So, but still no children. So he went to his guru. Who is his guru?
Vasishtha.
Yes, Vasishtha Muni. So he went and asked, what should I do? So Vasishtha Muni, in those days, this was which yuga? I'm asking about Dasharatha's time. It was Treta Yuga. So the process of worship in Treta Yuga was Yajnas. So he told Vasishtha Muni, said that you do Ashwamedha Yajna. And in Ashwamedha Yajna, it is said that a horse is sent with Lakshanas. Lakshanas means qualities. Such a horse is chosen which has that specific qualities. And on top of the horse, a golden leaf is written. That if you want to own this horse, you have to fight the 100 soldiers that are coming behind the horse. So if you finish those 100 soldiers, the next set of 100 soldiers would come. You have to defeat them. And if like that, until and unless the last person in that king, now Dasharatha, in his kingdom, the last person is defeated. Until then, and after that, Dasharatha himself, if he is defeated, then you can own the horse. You understood what I am talking? So like that, the horse is sent throughout the universe. So all the kings, they knew at that time there's nobody powerful as Dasharatha. So that way horse, this is Ashwamedha Yajna. But while this started, at that time Sumitra, now listen to this carefully, Sumitra is the wife of Dasharatha. Sumitra is the chief minister. He used to drive his chariot also. So Sumitra, yes.
He drive the chariot for Ravan.
Yes.
And they are going to
exile. Yes, very good. Yes, 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 yes. So Sumantra, he told, he came and told to King Dashrata that when your father was there, King Dashrata's father's name is Aja. At the time of Aja, Kumaras, you remember the Kumaras?
Yes, yes.
Who are they? Sanaka,
Saradhuma.
Very good. So in that, Sanak Kumara had come and he had predicted to Aja that in the future, your son will perform a Putra Kameshti Yajna. And through that, the Lord himself will be born as your son. Now they are doing Ashwamedha Yajna. Now Dashrata thought, oh, what is this? I asked my Guru. My Guru told me to do Ashwamedha Yajna for getting a son. But now, this Sumantra is saying that Kumara, Sanak Kumara has predicted that I will do Putra Kameshti Yajna. So he was confused what to do. He went to Vasishtha Muni again. What should I do? Vasishtha Muni said, yes, even I remember that, that Kumara had told. So now Dashrata was thinking, already I spent so much money. One Ashwamedha Yajna means it takes 30, so many days actually. So all these yajnas, they take a long time. Not like, you know, just go and finish in half an hour and come. Not like that. Those days, it was like such a long duration. And the performers were also very pure. They didn't use matchbox. Through mantras, Agri would come. They would recite the mantras and no ship and no matches, nothing like that. So, he said, how I will spend, he thought now, how I'll do the Putra Kameshti Yajna. And Vasishtha Muni said, not only that, for doing the performer who does the Putra Kameshti Yajna, he has a specific qualification. He has to be very pure and he should not have seen a woman until he marries. So now they were in a condition, how will we find such a person? So Vasishtha Muni said, there is a person like that. Yeah. There is, all of you know who is Kashyapa Muni?
Yes.
So Kashyapa Muni, through his meditation, so he sat in his meditation, through his mind, he created a son called Vibhondaka. And Vibhondaka was very powerful. Everybody was afraid of him. He knew, he was very good at everything. And he, Vibhondaka, once while he was meditating, he happened to have later a son called Rishyashringa. I won't tell the details for now, I'll tell some other time. So Rishyashringa, that is a person with deer horns. A person with deer horns, and that was Rishyashringa. And Rishyashringa was born, and Vibhondaka didn't have any woman in his ashram. And for almost so many yojanas, that is so many miles from the ashram, there were no women. And Rishyashringa grew, he knew all the scriptures. And when he grew up, that time now, this year, Dashrata, Vasishtha Muni said, no, you have to search a person, and that is Rishyashringa. But at the same time, there was this king, Romapada, who was the king of Angadesha. And King Romapada, he was giving in charity to all the Brahmanas. But once there was some miscommunication, so all the Brahmanas, they left the king of Angadesha and they left the kingdom of Angadesha and went. Now if Brahmanas are not there, then no sacrifice, no yajnas, no rains. No rains, no grains. So everybody, there was nobody had food to eat. So that time, this King Romapada was said that if somehow somebody can bring Rishyashringa, it's very difficult to bring from him, from his father. What is his father's name? So if you can bring from him his son, if he comes here, then all the Brahmanas will come and then we'll have rain. But now, it's the biggest task, who will bring him? Finally, one lady, she agreed. She, along with many ladies, they went, they made a big ship. In that ship, they decorated very nicely. There were beads, there was flower garlands and many things. They decorated very nicely. And in that ship, they went. And this place is in Madhya Pradesh, where Vibhondaka is staying. So from there, they came, from Angadesha, they came to this place. And they were coming in, so that time Rishishringa was performing a yajna. And at that time Vibhandaka, he had gone to save a person who was caught up in the mouth of an elephant. Vibhandaka was very powerful, so he could protect anyone. So he went to protect someone who was caught in the mouth of an elephant. At that time Rishishringa was alone in the ashram. He was performing yajnas. So suddenly he saw these entities. I mean, because he had never seen a woman in his life. So he saw all these the three Matajis. They are dressed as saints, because he has never seen. Say they dressed as saints and they came in front of him, and they said he saw this ashram. He saw this ship. He thought, what is this moving ashram with so many flowers? And he was attracted by that. So then those three ladies came as saints, and they said, you also come with us. He said, no, I have to do this yajna. They said, don't worry, we know how to do the yajna, we will take care of the yajna. And one of them sat, they didn't know, but they just sat pretending to do something. And can you pretend to do a yajna? It's so difficult, she was doing. And then by the time Rishishringa went in that ship, and he went to that place, Angadesha, see, this is the purity of a Brahmana. The moment he kept his feet in Angadesha, it rained very heavily. So immediately everything was fine in Angadesha. And here Vibhanda Kaka came, where is my son, tell him tomorrow, I'll give tomorrow. Kal denge. Close it. So Vibhandaka, he came and he saw, where is my son. By the time his son had come to Angadesha, and somebody suggested Romapada, that I forgot to mention one thing.
He had adopted
that Shanti, Dasharatha. Romapada also didn't have children, so he had adopted Shanti, the daughter of Dasharatha. So Romapada, somebody suggested that why don't you get Shanti married to Rishishringa. So now this is the person who has not seen a woman in his life till marriage. So now he got married to Shanti. At that time Vibhandaka came, and he was very angry. So it is said that this king of Angadesha, Romapada, he arranged for many people who would go and pacify Vibhandaka's anger. They arranged, they had a very nice guest welcome for him and everything. And then finally Vibhandaka was pacified. He came and told, you have to come soon to my ashram. He said, okay, I'll come. In the meantime, Dasharatha also came and met Rishishringa, and he said, can you please come and do the Putra Kameshri Yajna? So then he had agreed. So he told his father, I have to go to do the Putra Kameshri Yajna. So the Vibhandaka said, okay, finish the Yajna and come back to the ashram quickly. Yes? Rishishringa married Shanti, yes.
But Mataji, Rishishringa had seen those
fierce Mataji. Means up to the age of marriage, like until you come to that, that's what is mentioned in Ramayana. I heard this in a lecture. So then,
in my school there is a friend of mine. So in library period, so he have taken Ramayana books. So he tell me that this was happening there and all.
Yeah, good. You should hear Ramayana stories. So then Rishishringa, he went to do the Putra Kameshri Yajna. And by the permission of his father, now he has got married to Shanti also. So he went to see, do the yajna. And after the yajna was complete, a huge dark person, 3 miles tall, that yajna purusha came, and he gave a pot of kheer to Dasharatha. So Dasharatha took that and he divided. He gave to Kaushalya and then he gave to Kaikeyi, and whatever was remaining, two parts. One part he gave to Kaushalya, one part to Kaikeyi, and two parts to Sumitra.
One place it is told that Kaikeyi and Kaushalya,
they gave their parts.
Half of parts to Sumitra.
Got two sons. So this different versions are there, because Ramayana, as I said, many of them have written. There is Tulsidas Ramayana, there is Kamba Ramayana, there is Valmiki Ramayana, Surdas. So many different versions are there. So that is why, but it's not wrong. So then the Yajna Purusha gave, and after some time Kaushalya Devi gave birth to Lord Ram. So it is said that Vasudev, Lord Krishna himself, came as Ramachandra, and Sankarsana came as Lakshmana, the son of Sumitra, and Panchajanya came as Shatrughna, and Sudarshana came as Bharata. You understood? So this is how the four sons were born. And Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
And it is said that the babies, all the four, they would cry. They would cry very loudly. So Kaushalya, what she will do? I'll just complete this. So Kaushalya would take the baby, she will take Lord Ram in Sumitra's room, and she'll go and put it near Lakshman. And then only once they both are together, they'll stop crying. Yeah. Same thing. This one, Kaikeyi will take Bharata, and she'll go and put Shatrughna. Both of all the four will cry very loudly. So Kaikeyi will take the Bharata and go and put him near Shatrughna. Then they both will be quiet. So this was some of the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. You wanted to say something?
Yes, I was asking you to that time.
But that. Yes.
How Lord Krishna is beautiful.